This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Survivors of a plane crash in Vietnam 25 years ago held a memorial service today on the outskirts of Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon. The American plane that went down in April of 1975 was carrying 300 people, many of them Vietnamese orphans. The flight was part of Operation Babylift. In the last years of the war, relief agencies flew some 2,000 Vietnamese children to the U.S. and arranged for their adoption. The former orphans, now in their 20s, are making their first trip back to Vietnam. From Ho Chi Minh City, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
They were less than 5 years old at the time, too young to remember the events of April 4th, 1975, when a giant C-5 transport plane lumbered into the skies over Saigon, carrying Vietnamese orphans. They were en route to the U.S., where American couples were waiting to adopt them. But a door blew out on the plane, forcing the pilot to crash land in a rice field, killing about half of the 300 passengers, many of them infants. Today, the spot is marked by a makeshift shrine, a few candles and incense sitting atop the plane's tail section. Standing in a circle at the site of the plane crash, survivors and their families sang hymns and read aloud the names of the victims. Some of these young Vietnamese Americans were on board the plane that crashed. Earlier in the day, the group visited several orphanages in Ho Chi Minh City, where they spent the first few months and years of their lives. They flipped through scrapbooks and photo albums and shared stories with the Vietnamese aid workers who cared for them 25 years ago. For some, like Andrew Goble, who now lives in San Francisco, being back on Vietnamese soil was clearly an emotional experience.
I mean, it's like, I'm home. You know, I finally came home. 26 years exactly to the date that I left. And it's like, you don't know. I mean, it's like you don't know how to even prepare for this. You know, you try to, you think, okay, well, I can handle this. I'm not going to cry. But it's like, of course you are. I mean, these people took care of you when I was like, you know, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months old. And here they are now to see me again. And it's wonderful.
Many in the group had similar reactions, but others, like Dan Bischoff, who left Vietnam when he was 1.5 years old, say they feel like strangers in the country in which they were born.
It's very strange because I don't really feel like I'm home, and I know there's a connection, but it's the slightest connection, and it's disheartening in a way, but I'm just tourist, really.
His feelings are understandable. The former orphans grew up in the U.S. and don't speak Vietnamese, at least not much.
I can say yes and no, and thank you, that's it.
Ton Kong Wen was adopted by an American family and renamed Michael Balski. He grew up in Montgomery, Alabama, where he says he avoided learning anything about Vietnam for the past 26 years.
I pretty much blocked out everything as a child because it was somewhat hard for me to deal with any fact that I live in the world I do, but I came from the world I did.
The Vietnamese government welcomes tour groups like this one, part of its new policy of encouraging overseas Vietnamese to return to their homeland, even if it's only for a two-week visit. Nguyen Vu Viet is a tour guide accompanying the former orphans on their trip through Vietnam. They may have U.S. passports and speak English, he says, but they are still Vietnamese.
Even though we live in a different country and grow up in different environments, but we all have the same heart. And for me, I'm very happy to be with them.
Some of the former orphans are using this trip as an opportunity to find out more about their past. Tim Hoi is trying to find his Vietnamese mother, who left him at a local hospital when he was only a few days old. Finding her, he concedes, will not be easy.
I guess if I'm lucky, by grace or by destiny or luck or God, maybe I'll find. But I'm starting to accept that maybe that might not happen.
Liliana Petronelli is returning to the Vietnamese village where she was born to try to track down her mother and thank her. Petronelli says the visit to bustling but impoverished Ho Chi Minh City has made her realize what her life might have been like had she stayed behind.
My concern is, would I be one of the little kids on the street? I probably won't be like who I am now. I'd be probably, you know, working hard, try to make myself survive.
Petronelli and the other orphans from Operation Baby Lift will spend two more weeks in Vietnam, traveling from the Mekong Delta in the south to the capital, Hanoi, in the north. There, they will board a plane for their homes in the United States. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Ho Chi Minh City.